Are you an incredible do-everything woman? Of course you are. Do you consider yourself a multitasking marvel, balancing deadlines, dinners, self-care, and everything in between? And in all those busy days, do you ask yourself, how do I even find God in all this? Yep, I know what it is. I know exactly how you feel. Well, today we're going to go back to basics with Proverbs 31 woman as our baseline. But don't feel intimidated, okay? I know sometimes Proverbs 31 could be intimidated. We're just gonna take baby steps. Ever felt the Bible is just too complex or felt judged by others? Do you wish there is a place where you can have open conversations about the Bible free from judgment, go at your own pace while getting to know God? Well, you just found it. I'm Jahaira, mom, wife, veteran, and Jesus follower. In this podcast, I will share basic practical tools that helped me love and trust the God of the Bible. Whether it's coffee or wine, grab one and join me on today's episode. Let's go! It's no secret that the life of any woman is a constant balancing act. Now you're balancing between deadlines, dinner times, self-care, relationships, soccer practice, swimming practice, everything. And it can sometimes feel like there is little to no room to connect with God. But what if I tell you that your daily grind is actually filled with many opportunities to connect with God? Today we're going to talk about three tools that you can use to find those God moments on our everyday and our very, very busy days. And we're going to inspire everything. We're going to base everything on Proverbs 31. Now, before we start talking about Proverbs 31, you have to know that Proverbs 31 woman doesn't exist. Okay? That chapter of Proverbs is a letter of a mother to a son. It's a mother telling him what she wants for him, what type of wife she wants for him. And if you're a mom of a boy, don't you want that for him? Don't you want the best of the best for your child? And sometimes we go above and beyond. And so first of all, even though we're going to use it as a baseline, have in your mind that woman doesn't exist, okay? There is no one woman that book is describing. Okay? Proverbs 31 celebrates a woman of noble character, balances her responsibilities with wisdom, strength, loves the Lord, fears the Lord. She's an entrepreneur, she's a nurturer, a decision maker, and a provider. And you might be all of that. Probably you don't excel on every single one at the same time. If you're a nurturer, you might not be a good entrepreneur, but if you're an entrepreneur, you might not be a great nurturer. It's okay. It's okay. We all have those characteristics in us, and it's okay to be 100% on everything at all time. I'm going to go over Proverbs 31 real quick, a few verses. I encourage you to read the whole chapter. It says, she gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She is energetic and strong and a hard worker. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. No, nothing too huge, right? But imagine doing all that at the same time at your best. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, I'm kind of like that, not all the time, but I'm kind of exactly. We are all like that. Not all the time, we're all like that. So if you think you have to be like that all the time, take that out of your mind. That's not what this chapter is made for. Let's talk practically. How can we, busy women as we are, draw some inspiration from this biblical figure to cultivate our relationship with God? Like I said, connection with God does not demand perfection. That's the first thing. It is not required to be perfect to create that relationship with God. You just have to be there. You just have to spend time with Him. That's all. That's all. No perfection. You don't have to use the perfect words, the perfect time, the perfect music. No, nothing. How do we do that? I'm going to give you 3 steps that you're going to implement right away. They help me, so hopefully they will help you build that relationship with God, okay? And be as close as you can to that Proverbs 31 woman. Now, you have to have intentional conversations with God. Why do I say conversation and no prayers? Because sometimes prayer put like something in your mind that you don't want to do. Because you have to use fancy words and you have to have a certain way to talk. You have to have intentional conversations with God. And for that, I propose to you to have and choose a trigger. You're not used to have intentional conversations with God throughout the day, right? So how are you going to remember that? How are you going to remember that you have to have intentional conversations with God? Choose a trigger. For me, in the past, before I had my routine years ago, I choose a bracelet. I don't use that many jewelry or anything like that. So I chose a bracelet. And every time I saw that bracelet, I knew I had to have an intentional conversation with God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where I was. It doesn't have to be out loud. You just have that intentional conversation with God. Meaning 15 seconds and you tell Him exactly what you have in mind. You give Him thanks if you want to give Him thanks. You talk to Him about your day. To give you an example, if I'm driving and I put my hands up the wheel and I see the bracelet, I can say, "Hey God, thank you for the coffee this morning. It was amazing. I don't know what you did in that mix of cream and coffee beans. I don't know what happened, but it was perfect. Please make sure that tomorrow's coffee is the same. Thank you." That's it. That's it. And you had an intentional conversation with God. You're building that relationship. And eventually we'll talk a little bit more about how you should have that conversation and what you should talk to Him. But remember, we're here talking about basic steps, building them foundation. So let's do that. Let's dedicate a few seconds, a few minutes if you can, to Him, to gratitude, to conversation. Before the day starts, before the day sweeps away, if you are preparing, you're brewing your morning coffee, thank Him for the day. Talk to Him. Choose your trigger. If I'm gonna have the bracelet linked, if that helps you, but if not, choose anything that is uncomfortable to you. Say if it's a ring, if it's a collar, if it's a ring, an alarm. Set up an alarm on your phone, but don't ignore it. Do. Every time you see that trigger, you have to dedicate at least 15 seconds to Him. Second, a Bible board. I know sometimes Bible boards is like so complicated because people do like crazy creative thing. And if you're anything like me, I'm not creative. So to make your life easier, and on top of that, in the beginning, you don't even know what Bible verses to put in that Bible board, correct? On the show notes, you're going to have a Bible board. It's free. You just have to download it. And I've added 11 Bible verses that are going to help you start your Bible board. And you're going to have another one in blank whenever you are a little bit more advanced. If you want to add another Bible verses, they're perfect. Here's what you're going to do. If you are creative, please be my guest. Build your Bible board and send me pictures. I want to see them. If not, you're going to download my Bible board. You're going to see that my Bible board looks like sticky notes. So there are 11 sticky notes there. You're going to cut those sticky notes and you're going to stick the sticky notes anywhere and everywhere you see every day. Meaning, the mirror, your bathroom mirror, your car, your computer, your purse. If you can, put it on your cell phone. Take a picture and use it as a background on your cell phone. And every time you walk past it on your fridge, every time you walk past it, you read that Bible verse. And again, you give 10 seconds meditating in that Bible verse. Okay? Believe me, this works. You're going to start doing that today. You have everything on the show notes. And guess what else you're going to do? As soon as you're done listening to me, you're going to choose a self-care day every month. If you can't do it every week, oh, please do it. But if you're anything like me that is super busy, one day every month. Doesn't have to be the whole day. It could be 2-3 hours. But you're going to sit down with your calendar and you're going to tell to your husband, to your sister, whoever helps you with the kids, that you are going to take 3 hours this day, this month, and it's going to be like that every month. You're going to dedicate that part of your day for rest, reflection. If you want to go get your hair done, your nails, if you just want to sit down and scroll on social media, or if you want to go deeper on a Bible study, or just if you want to just be in nature and walk around, you're going to do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy, whatever grounds you. But I want you to think it's not selfish, it is a necessity. As human beings, we need to have some time for self-care. Proverbs 31, woman, isn't about setting an unattainable standard. That's not what it is. It is all about embodying the virtues of faith, resilience, love, love for God, fear of the Lord. It's about doing our best, truly doing our best, not what we think, truly doing our best. And remember, every single moment, there is a moment to connect with God. You don't have to do it perfectly. That's why I'm giving you the things. Go download the Bible board. Go get the bracelet. If you have no idea what to do as a trigger, but do it. All God wants is your presence, your effort, your love. That's all He wants, not perfection. Now, I'm going to leave you with the last 3 verses of Proverbs 31. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Before I go, if anything I said in this episode, it was helpful for you, or you think you have a friend or someone that will benefit from it, please consider sharing it on your social medias with your friends. I will truly appreciate that. And also, if you do have 5 more seconds, go and leave me a 5-star review. I really appreciate that as well. Remember that on the notes you have the bracelets, the Bible board, and if you're struggling to understand the Bible on your reading plans or on your daily reading or your weekly reading, whatever you're doing, on the show notes you also have a Bible study guide. It's completely free, the same thing. You will download it and it will guide you, it will help you, it will assist you when you're reading the Bible. I know sometimes a few of those verses could be a little bit tricky. I'll see you in the next episode. In the meantime, sip slow, pray deep, love always.